Outgoing US President Donald Trump continues to spread Christmas cheer to his friends and allies. He's issued pardons to another 29 people, including his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. The head of the US House Intelligence Committee has labelled the pardon corrupt, saying Donald Trump promised a presidential pardon in exchange for Paul Manafort's silence in the Mueller investigation into Russian interference. Alongside Manafort on the pardon list is Trump's former associate Roger Stone and Charles Kushner, a real estate developer and the father of Trump's son-in-law. Isabel Rowe reports.
Paul Manafort has been serving time for 2 years, but thanks to a presidential pardon, he can now walk free. Last year, the former Trump campaign chair was convicted of tax fraud, failing to disclose foreign bank accounts, and conspiracy against the United States. His convictions covered a range of activities, from money laundering to unregistered lobbying. The man who prosecuted his case, Andrew Weissman, saw this presidential pardon coming.
The president used his pardon power during the investigation in order to thwart cooperation. In other words, for people who are thinking they should cooperate with us because otherwise they might spend a long time in jail, this president was saying, not so fast, because if you hold fast and you don't do what Michael Cohen did, you'll get a pardon. And he's made good on that promise.
Paul Manafort was among the first in the president's inner circle to face charges following the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 US election. He's tweeted his thanks to Donald Trump.
Mr. President, my family and I humbly thank you for the presidential pardon you bestowed on me. Words cannot fully convey how grateful we are.
The move has drawn condemnation from the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Adam Schiff, who tweeted, "Trump's pardon now completes the corrupt scheme, lawless until the bitter end." President Trump has also pardoned Roger Stone, his former aide, who was convicted by a Washington jury last year of lying under oath to Congress when Robert Mueller was investigating Russian interference. The pardon follows a presidential commutation of his jail sentence, meaning Roger Stone was able to walk free in July this year, a day before he was meant to go to jail.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for giving me the offer. Thank you for saving my life, because I don't think at my age and in my medical condition I would have survived in a COVID-infested prison.
President Trump has now pardoned 44 people in 2 days, including George Papadopoulos, another former campaign aide who pleaded guilty in the Mueller investigation. Controversial presidential pardons are common, but not like this, according to former FBI special agent and lawyer Asha Rangappa.
The unique thing here is really the corrupt nature of the pardons, which we haven't seen on such a scale ever before with any president. When it comes to people like Michael Flynn and Roger Stone and Paul Manafort and George Papadopoulos, he was the central figure in the activity that they were, you know, being investigated for by the Mueller team. And so their silence benefited Trump. It helped keep him out of the direct crosshairs.
And can President Trump make any more pardons, or has he reached his limit?
Oh, no, there's no quota for pardons. He could, you know, he can just pardon away, pardon palooza, you know, until January 20th.
Asha Rangappa believes the president may also try to exonerate himself of any potential crimes on his way out of office.
One thing he could try to do is resign anytime before January 20th, even a day before, allow Mike Pence to be sworn in as a president, and then Mike Pence would have the pardon power and could then unconditionally pardon Trump for any crimes he may have committed, in the same way that Ford pardoned Nixon. That would be pretty much airtight.
In another of his final acts, the US president has vetoed a $1 trillion defense bill that passed Congress this month. The bill includes a 10-year master plan for US Army infrastructure in the Northern Territory to support US armed forces on rotation in Australia. But Donald Trump is objecting to provisions in the bill that limit troop withdrawals from Afghanistan and Europe and would allow the removal of names of Confederate leaders from military bases. Congress is already making plans to overturn the president's veto.
Isabel Rowe.